You are a cold memory in my heart. You are a path that leads back to the start.
Hey everyone, this is Kelsey Kulick hanging out with Donald Jenkins on his show Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
We're back again. Hey, Kelsey Kulick, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So you did come back. You are a woman of your word.
Thank you again for having me.
Yeah. You know, when we first sat down, we had just met literally probably within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like there was this cool instant connection. I have a lot with a lot of people in Nashville, but I feel like that's culture.
Mm-hmm.
You meet somebody and you're like, I feel like I've known you for a while. And I think it's because we're all kind of dreamers, right? We're just pursuing a goal and a dream and we can just relate to that.
Absolutely.
And since then, we've both been doing that. So thanks for coming back in. It was awesome. The song, just your story in general, I really connected to, and I felt like a lot of people did too. So I'm going to use you again. How's that?
Oh, I'm absolutely okay with that.
All right, perfect. This time I have a few questions, mm-hmm. right? That I really want to kind of get to know, you know, you as a person. So, okay. Not just, you know, tell me about yourself type stuff, but really when it comes to, first of all, I've been told by mutual friends, see, I do background research as well. You don't even know that I'm trying to find this stuff out. But you have, I want to speak specifically like to the music. There's a lot of people that listen to this that are wanting to be writers or artists, right? And so I think we give a lot of advice on what it takes mentally for like success principles.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, I mean, what's very important, obviously, in your industry is to take care of your voice.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I actually want to learn this too, because if you can't tell or if you haven't noticed, I talk a lot. I know that's hard for you to believe.
Right.
Right. I do. And, but I've noticed, because mm-hmm. I actually go and give talks as well. So
yeah.
It's kind of important to have a voice,
mm-hmm.
like to save your vocal cords, right? Mm-hmm. Cause it's not very professional. You don't communicate very well when you're up there and you're like the whole time clearing
right.
your throat.
Yeah.
So you have all these things that you do. Can you tell us some of your tips that you do to take care of your vocals?
You know what? There's actually only one really important thing that I do for my voice, and that is drink apple cider vinegar every day.
Really?
Yes. Like the Bragg's one in the glass, the unfiltered, unpasteurized. It's literally the best for you. I've never gotten sick since I've been on it, and that's been over a year and a half.
Now, is this like a Canadian remedy? Like, who do we learn this from?
No. You know, nobody ever said anything about using apple cider vinegar for your voice. I just use it because I don't want to get sick. But I've noticed that apple cider vinegar keeps me really healthy, but it also keeps me from getting sick and also saves my voice. Like, my voice is always great. And it's because I don't know what it is. Apple cider vinegar is magic.
Okay.
It helps you for everything. But I would say, you know, like a shot in a big glass of water, take it every day. But it has to be mixed in the water.
Okay. Well, I was about to say, that is a strong, potent.
Oh, it's not good.
And I was going to ask, I was like, is this an acquired taste?
Yeah.
Or is this hold your nose and just take it?
I've been taking it forever and it does not get better.
It still doesn't get better.
No, it still doesn't get better. You get maybe a little bit more used to it, but I don't even know about that because I still have a hard time taking it.
Well, if that's the case, then you know it works because mm-hmm. you do it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's apple cider vinegar has changed my life with singing and just in general, everything.
Guys, if you get nothing out of this podcast and you want to be an artist or a singer, here it is. Apple cider
vinegar. Absolutely.
Now, we're about to test how good this stuff is. So if you're like me and you can't sing,
mm-hmm.
if I drink that every day, will it make it where I can sing?
I don't know if I know anybody that's tried it. You could, and then you could let me know.
Okay. Next up in the month, I'm going to take a shot in apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
I guess I probably need to do a tester. That's not going to happen. But then come back and see if I can sing.
Yeah. I've never known anybody that's tried it, but it might work. You never know.
We're getting rich and famous. If it goes from where I am right now, and then I can sing like you can in a month.
Uh-huh.
Well, and apple cider vinegar is going to love you too. So that's awesome. So are there any things that you do before a show, you know, vocal exercises? Like, do you have this, a lot of people tell me before they perform, they have a routine, maybe. Do you have any routines before you sing?
I don't. You know, I have taken vocal lessons many times, and I do not like vocal lessons. Yeah. Nothing against, you know, maybe I just haven't found the right vocal teacher, you know. Right. But I don't. I just practice my songs before, a lot before I go on stage.
Okay.
Usually during the afternoon, and I'm basically even just, I mean, you know, I keep all the breathing techniques from vocal lessons and stuff, but
right.
Yeah, no, I don't do usually anything. I just drink water and sit by myself and
sit by
mull it over in my head.
Yeah. The first time I went and watched you sing, I was wondering, I'm like, God, do I smell bad? Cause I was over there at the booth just hanging out with you right before you went on. And then like, I guess 30 minutes before you just left and went sit by yourself. I go, okay, well that's good. But at least now I know.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
okay.
It's always something that I do. It's, I just get way too nervous and I cannot even handle anything. I just have to go and sit by myself. Cause otherwise people will think I'm rude. Cause I'm zoning out the whole time and not really, you know. It's terrible.
No, you have to, it's so mental. I mean, physical is part of singing, you know, but it's mostly mental as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that a lot. Just going on stage in general is just being in that right mindset, right?
Oh yeah.
But all right, I have a couple of questions for you. I ask everybody these at some point. I don't think I asked you these, you know, the first time that we spoke, but I think they're fun, you know, to kind of get to know you. So of course, last time you told me you started singing at 3.
Yes.
And I could be wrong. Y'all may do this in Canada, but I don't think you started drinking coffee at 3 years old. So that might have to change this a little bit. But if you could, I always say this in a way, if you could have coffee with yourself.
Yeah.
Like knowing what you know now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, go back and sit down with your younger self when you first started, which let's just say apple juice, because I don't, you know.
Right.
If you could share a bottle with yourself. What would you tell yourself? How would that conversation go, knowing what you know now?
You know, I think I'd sit down with myself at 15 when I first really started writing.
Okay.
And I would say to myself, always be yourself, because that's what people are going to believe. When you try to be somebody else, it's people aren't going to believe it because you don't believe it. Mm. And I think that I have had the most trouble learning to be myself just throughout the years. You know, it's not a big deal, but I'm glad that I know it now, because I do realize that when I am myself, people really connect with that.
Yeah.
I would also say work harder and work some more.
Oh, wow.
And another thing I would say is that when you think you have the right song, write about 20 more of those songs. and then maybe you might.
Oh, all right. There's a lot of nuggets in that. I gotta regurgitate what I just heard. But there was a very profound point you just made, earlier. It was like, it's really hard to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a little bit of an oxymoron, right? Like, how's it hard just to be you?
Mm-hmm.
But it is, mm-hmm. because look how much really influences on us on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether it's social media or anything, right? It's, we're always looking around, and whether we're purposely doing it or not,
mm-hmm.
it's like, we're like, I don't have this, I'm not this. And, you know, before you know it, you wake up and you feel like you're a collaboration of 100 different people.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you have to tell yourself, all right, wait a minute, you just have to be me, you know? And it's funny how it seems easy, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're younger too, it's so easy to be yourself. But as you get older, when you get into your teens,
right.
then you have so many people influencing you and telling you what's cool and what's not, and all these things that you have to be, when really it all that matters is if you be yourself.
Wow. And that's great. And then the next one was, when you think you have the right song,
mm-hmm.
write 20 more.
Yep. 20 more that you think are the right song, because you'll go through about 300 that you think are okay or not good. You know
right.
what I mean? But you need 20 more of those songs that are those songs that you think are going to be your hit.
And that's hard to do, because, you know, when you feel so good about a song,
mm-hmm.
you're emotionally connected to it too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, to get kind of out of that mindset and write something completely different. It's like, but I love this one, you know?
Oh yeah.
I can relate in some other ways. Somebody told me once that, you know, when it comes to either speaking or, you know, podcasts or even videos, if you're excited about something and, you know, it's like, well, you should be embarrassed like in 3 months from what you've done today. And, and at first I was like, what? It was like, well, if you're not embarrassed by, you know, what you did, then you waited too late to start. In other words, it was kind of just permission to like, just do it now. But everything that you are and become should make you better of who you are right now. So in 3 months, you're going to be a better you. You're going to write a better song. You're going to write a better whatever. And not that, maybe embarrassed is not the right word, but when you look back, you're going to go, yeah, it was a great song, but look what I know now, you know? So it was just a perspective. So that's a great piece of advice. And I think what that does is it gets people in that kind of, you're not too high and you're not too low. You're just consistent.
Right.
And it kind of develops those really good habits, right? Get excited about that one song and then write 20 more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And then work and work harder.
Work and work harder. And that's, you would think that's a given. But we all still need reminding.
But you know what, though? Somebody once told me that if work was all it took, then ditch diggers would be the most successful people, the most wealthiest people or whatever you're trying to get out of it, right? So it's not all work. It's the mindset as well, right? I think that's what we all need, too. It's you have to have you have to believe in yourself.
And it is exhausting. Somebody else would say, well, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I agree with that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, you love songwriting, you love music, but it's still a decision sometimes to go, you know, I've worked, I have done this enough. And to make yourself kind of go above and beyond. Because guess what? A lot of people are working hard.
Oh, yeah.
So really what sets yourself apart, I guess, from everybody else who's doing and chasing, you know, the same thing. And that's kind of what you're saying is, you know, even if you're doing what you love, you have to kind of go above and beyond because a lot of people are.
Oh, well, when I first got here, that's what somebody said to me. They said, you know, you could be really great, but you got to stay on top because there's going to be somebody right behind you that if you slack just a little bit, they're going to surpass you and you're going to be left in the dust. And I kind of swallowed a little bit and I was like, oh, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you may have answered my next question then. And I think, you know, we all, none of us make it on our own. I had this Making It Happen platform. And that was kind of the whole premise of it was that all of us who quote unquote make it, whatever that is to you, nobody does it by themselves. Right. And so I was going to ask, that's, you know, this is what you would tell your younger self. What's the best advice somebody else has given you? And you've already told us a few things, but do you have one thing that somebody else in your life at some point told you and it's, you've always kind of lived by that?
Pretty much just be yourself. That's something that I've always just stuck to since I realized it again, you know?
Ooh, again.
Realized it again. Yeah. Because when they first told me, I was like, well, why would I want to be anybody else? You know, why would I try to be anybody else? And then literally, like 6 months ago, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. I understand.
So be yourself. And then the other caveat to that is, you know, look in the mirror every 6 months and make sure, right?
Yeah.
Just do a reality check.
Absolutely.
Because without knowing it, right, you can become, you know, I don't think I was this person. Now I am or am I? So that's great. All right. Finish this statement. If you really knew me, Donald, you would know
that I love coffee. I am a secret T-Pain fan.
Oh, wow.
Love T-Pain.
Love it.
And I'm a total procrastinator. Especially with
That's
time.
That's three big ones. All right. Coffee.
Yep.
T-Pain.
Yep.
And well, you say procrastinator. Yeah. That must be a Canadian thing. I say procrastinator.
Procrastinator is actually always early or always doing things before.
Oh, well, now I just learned something. Now I sound like an idiot. Okay. Well, thanks for teaching me that. Oh,
yeah. You're welcome.
I should have known that the first time you came in, you were like 30, 40. You beat me here. 30, 45 minutes just in the parking lot. Hi, where are you at?
It was when I first got here and I did not understand traffic. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to let them know I'm outside. I want to be.
Hey, well, as long as you have coffee and T-Pain, I guess you're happy. You can wait,
it's
right?
It's true. Absolutely. It is awesome. True. Just crank up the T-Pain and sip my coffee.
Well, listen, thanks for coming back in. I'm looking forward to really just hearing you sing again. Do you have another song you want to play for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell us the story and how you wrote it and all that good stuff and then play it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So this song is called You Were Supposed to Be Mine. I think the last song that I played was a heartbreak song too, but I'm just all about that. I just love
You heartbreak. Love heartbreak.
I do for some reason. Well, there's always good stories that come out of it, right?
Right.
And so this song is the song that I wrote for somebody who I broke up with. I didn't break up with. He broke up with me. And it was just one of those things that you just thought that it was going to be forever, right? And then all of a sudden it wasn't forever. And you were like, oh, okay, well, you were supposed to be mine.
Was it out of nowhere? Do you feel like the breakup?
You know, it was coming. I saw it coming. You know what I mean? But I didn't want to see it coming. You know, you just like one of those things you tell yourself, no, it's not, we're still good. It's okay. You know, there's still that like one good day out of seven, you know? But so I wrote this one. These are winds that change time. Just like you, they cross my mind. Broken glass on my floor, been walking on, but I can't feel the pain no more, no more. You are a cold memory in my heart. You are a path that leads back to the start with you. I never want to be apart. Remember when you told me I could never do no wrong, and I was with you and belonged there. You left my soul and you were supposed to be mine. Picture frames on my walls. I see your ghost inside to watch me as I fall. But now I understand all. Crowd of people and them all. Alone. You are a cold memory in my heart. You are a path that leads back to the start with you. I never want to be apart. Remember when you told me I could never do no wrong, and I was with you and belonged there. Cry since you left my soul, and you were supposed to be mine. A true path leads right to the heart, but with you I've never seen it falling apart. I let us down. What used to be gray is all black and white. The darkness is here, I'm at his side. I'm spinning round. I could never do no wrong, and I was with you and belonged there. Cry since you
left my soul, and you were supposed to be mine. You were supposed to be mine. You were supposed
to be mine. Wow. Great song. Thank I love you. That song. I love your voice. I mean, I knew that from the minute I met you. And it's definitely a song that when you listen to the lyrics, you're like, yeah, I felt that way. Following up on that, or to, I guess, to let the rest of the listeners know, but you're engaged now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So here's the hope in all of this. Like, you thought that was the one.
Yeah.
Wrote that song, and I think we can connect. But, you know, now looking back, you're engaged. And you're like, no, this is the way it was supposed to work out.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that it worked out the way that it did. Now looking back. Right. So, you know, you go through all that pain and then, you know, there's the light at the end of the tunnel. You
yeah.
know?
So, wow, there's a lot there. And gosh, what you're about to, you came in. Now, this is what I love about what I do, too. So I have you guys come in and we get to talk and I get to hear the songs that you've written. And now you're about to leave here and go write more, right?
Yes, absolutely. I have a write in about a half hour. So
good. You know what this means for me, right?
What?
Job security. Because you're never going to run out of songs to play, as far as I'm concerned. In 15 years that I've been here, this is one of the main reasons I did this. Like, I just the friends I know. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you there are thousands of songs that have been written over the years
mm-hmm.
that are just sitting in a database, you know?
And, oh, yeah.
And when I hear, you know, you and others sing and play these songs, I'm like, yeah, they can't just sit there and do nothing. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you for doing this yeah. for us, by the way. This is amazing.
Well, you know, thank you for saying that, but it really is one of those things where it's like, I cannot not share it because they're that good. So,
but you know what? Lots of people say that and they don't do anything about it.
Well,
so.
That's true. That's yeah. true. I'll take that credit.
How yes, about? Do that. You do that.
Okay, good. Well, this is the second time you come back, but I don't want it to be the last. Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
Deal.
Okay. All right. Well, go write some more good ones.
I will.
Kelsey Kulick.
Yes.
See you later.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.